Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. Ever feel like you're running a marathon where the finish line keeps moving? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Today, we're not just talking about procrastination. We're going full on action mode, turning those I'll do it later whispers into powerful let's get this done. Roars. Because honestly, friends, who wants to live their life in a constant state of last minute scramble? Not me. And not you either, right? So buckle up, because today we're tackling how to stop putting things off until the 11th hour, no more living on borrowed time, people. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, easier said than done. But trust me, this isn't about becoming some superhuman productivity machine. It's about understanding why we procrastinate in the first place and then using that knowledge to our advantage. Think of it like detective work. We're uncovering the mysteries behind our procrastination habits and then creating strategies to outsmart them. Here are five key takeaways that will help you ditch the procrastination game for good. 1. Get real with your why. Ever start a project with all the enthusiasm in the world, only to find yourself scrolling through social media an hour later? We've all been there. The thing is, sometimes our reasons for procrastinating are deeper than just laziness. Maybe you're afraid of failure, perfectionism creeping in, or even feeling overwhelmed. So take a moment to ask yourself, what am I really avoiding? Once you know your why, you can start tackling those underlying fears head on. 2. Break it down, baby. Big tasks can feel like Mount Everest on a Monday morning, daunting and impossible to climb. But here's a secret weapon. Break it down. Instead of staring at that massive project, focus on smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't try to make the entire thing in one go, right? You'd start with measuring ingredients, then mixing, then baking. Same goes for your tasks. Break them into bite-sized pieces and celebrate each small victory along the way. 3. The power of just 5 minutes. This is a game changer. Sometimes all it takes to get started is simply committing to 5 minutes. Set a timer, tell yourself you'll just work on something for 5 minutes, no pressure, no expectations. Often, once you start, the momentum will carry you forward. It's like dipping your toes into a pool once you're in. It feels easier to jump in fully. 4. Embrace your time management superhero. Become your own time management guru. Use tools like calendars, to-do lists, or productivity apps to structure your day and prioritize tasks. Remember, even superheroes need a good plan, and yours doesn't have to be complicated. Just find what works for you and stick to it. 5. Celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of positive reinforcement. Acknowledge your achievements, big or small. Treat yourself when you hit milestones, because celebrating success keeps you motivated and on track. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Each victory brings you closer to your ultimate goal. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who used to struggle with procrastination big time. Deadlines loomed over her head like a storm cloud, and she'd always find herself cramming at the last minute, fueled by stress, coffee, and sheer panic. But then Sarah decided to take charge. She started using those just 5 minutes power sessions to tackle tasks, breaking them down into smaller chunks. She also discovered the magic of time blocking, scheduling specific times for different activities in her day. The result? Sarah transformed from a last-minute warrior to a productivity pro. Now she tackles projects with confidence and enjoys the feeling of accomplishment that comes with getting things done on time. So, my friends, remember, procrastination is not your destiny. With the right mindset and strategies, you can become a master of your time and turn those I'll do it later moments into powerful I did it. Achievements. Let's get out there and conquer our to-do lists. I believe in you, and now go crush it. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a little procrastination busting magic, and let me know on social media how you're putting these tips into action. See you tomorrow for another dose of Procrastination Punisher.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.